This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And Google Play Store name. So right now we have Magnus on the line, the one that we're supposed to be interviewing. It's Ayomide Ebenezer Oluele. I hope I said that right.
Yes, you're correct.
I'm correct.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. About yourself?
I'm also good. So please take us through your music journey. Like, how did you come about? How did you blow up? I want you to be the one who narrates their own story. I don't want to be the one that says it on your behalf.
Yeah, all right. I began my journey last year, October 2024, professionally. But before then, I've always known that I knew about music. I love music and I can sing very well. So I've been always feeling this sort of bondage feeling and not being able to express my real self. And I decided to ask someone older than I am around September last year, and I told him, come, this is kind of where I'm feeling. I can sing very well, I know that for sure, but I'm not expressing myself singing out there, and I feel so bad about it. And he told me if I would give myself some form of freedom, I just need to be able to express myself and go out there to sing. And that was the beginning of my music journey.
Oh, okay. So what are some of the challenges that you faced in the early days of your career, and how did you overcome them?
Human effort, it's really not easy out there, energy-wise, physical-wise, because of, it's a new career, it's a new line, and I'm not used to it. I just have to work things out and make sure that things ends meet, and also finances.
Okay.
It's not been so easy, because being an independent artist, you've got to pay all the burdens and everything just by yourself. So, but we're pushing through bit by bit, day by day.
Taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you also tell us more about your childhood in Nigeria and how it influenced your music?
The what?
Can you please tell us more about your childhood in Nigeria and how it influenced your music?
About the music in Nigeria?
Your childhood in Nigeria and how it influenced your music.
I didn't get that right. My what, Nigeria?
Can you please tell us more about your childhood in Nigeria?
Oh, my childhood.
Yes, your childhood.
Oh, well, my childhood, okay. I went to schools, the necessary schools, and I also went to the higher institution in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Childhood, I did not come from a very rich background, so I came from an average family. Mm-hmm. So it was not so easy pushing up through. But by God's grace, we are here.
Okay. So, can we expect any new project in the time being?
Yes, I'm supposed to release an EP in April. I have some unreleased songs as well. I'm working towards releasing one this month, then my EP in April.
Okay. We look forward to that very, very much. And we do thank you for pulling through.
I'm so grateful to be on you.
Yes, can you please give us your social handles? And you can shout out to whoever you want to shout out to, or say whatever you want to say.
Okay, I'm on Instagram mainly at MAGGNUS_SPACE, Magnus _ space. I'm on TikTok as well with Magnus. _ space. These are my two main social media accounts for now.
Okay, thank you very much once again. We look forward to you dropping your EP and the music we are waiting this month.
Yeah, thanks so very much to be on your grateful and hard fan.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.